And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've got a treat for you this week. Bob, I was walking through Meijer. It's near my office on Knapp's Corner, and I buy lunch in there, you know, a couple times a week if I just want to get a salad
It, we're grilling guys. We just like shopping.
Right, yeah. And I ran into an old friend, Charlie, who's working in the cheese shop at Meijer, and I was like, wow, this is something I don't know anything about. So, you know, what should have been a 2-minute conversation turned into 20 minutes.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And he says, well, you know, Job, I know a little bit about cheese, but you really want to talk to the lady that runs the cheese. She's a cheese steward. First one of these I've ever met in my life. Her name's Dory from Meijer on Knapp Corners. Dory, Charlie, welcome to the show.
It's very good to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, you're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
You guys, so let's jump right into this. I didn't know cheese steward was a thing, and now I know two people that know a heck of a lot more about it than I do, and hopefully you can enlighten us a little bit. So, Charlie, I've known you for 30 years, seems like. Maybe not that much, but
seems
half
like.
That. Anyway, tell us a little, give us an overview of what a cheese shop is.
Well, the cheese specialty cheese shop at the Meijer, Knapp Corner Meijer, started about 11 years ago.
Okay.
It was the first of its kind in the Meijer system. Meijer now has 269 operations around the Midwest.
Wow.
Specialty cheese shop is manned by two people, myself, Charlie Cheese.
Right.
And the star, of course, is Dory the Cheese Lady.
Okay.
So I am here to support her as I do in the store. I'm kind of like her beaker.
I think you're her driver today.
Yes, I'm her driver today. Yeah. And I've been working with Dory now for 3 of her 11 years, and I've learned a lot about cheese, but I'm going to sit back and let her tell you about cheese.
Okay.
Take it away,
Dory the Cheese Lady.
Yeah. So, Dory, let me preface this a little bit.
Okay.
I liken this to craft beer. When I first started this show, I knew nothing about craft beer. I'd walk into a store. There'd be 10 doors full of glass and all the pretty boxes, and I had no idea where to start. And since then, I've learned a little bit about beer. But to draw that analogy, I just like Cheese 101 because when I walked into your cheese shop there, there's hundreds of cheeses, and I have no idea where to start. Help us out.
First of all, hi everyone.
Hi.
My name is Dory. I've been with Meijer in the cheese shop for 11 years.
Great.
And over the years, I've learned some of the different cheeses to go with wine. But about 5-6 years ago, beer and cheese has really become a really huge thing. So between your IPAs, between your port beers, there is so much to choose from that, like with a if you want an IPA, it's a little lighter of a beer. It's not as strong as your port beers are going to be. So going with like a Gouda, you can even do like a Parmesan if you wanted, like an Asiago. My theme is go outside the box.
Okay.
When a lot of people
maybe pick the cheese you like.
Well, exactly. And my thing is no rules. I love the fact there's
there
no
go.
Rules.
We're gonna get along just fine.
Every chef has their own cheese, and as everyone follows their favorite chef, there's always that one cheese they like and what they promote the most. So as your own individual person, why can't you do the same thing?
Well, I can. So, but I don't know. Tell me how to, are there categories of cheese? There's categories of beer that you
yes,
just mentioned.
Exactly.
You mentioned two of probably 10
right.
that are out there, right? So a lot of our listeners drink beer. A lot of our listeners drink wine. If I was having a party at my house, like I'm going to have later today, and I wanted to serve cheeses and be able to tell people a little bit about them, are they goat? Are they cow milk? Where are they coming from? This one's going to be bitter. This one's going to be sweet. How do I categorize all of that to know if you're not in the store when I walk up, I want to pick a variety. Coach me through that a little bit.
So my first rule is always find your basic cheese. So a basic cheese is going to be like a cheddar, a gouda, something that everyone's going to like. So once you get that and get that settled, then start going outside the box.
What's that mean?
Going outside the box is maybe you want to do a pepper jack, or maybe you want to, you know, the guys, you know, you want to throw in a little jalapeno cheddar, you know, okay, to make it more fun.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have a lot of your softer cheeses. They can be a little bit more work in the summer, especially if you have to do everything that goes with it, with the cracker
or when you first take them out. Right.
So it doesn't take a lot of work, because there's not having any rules, you can't do it wrong.
Okay.
So every board is going to be different. Every selection is going to be different. And just dibbling in and just experimenting is what I tell my customers to do until you find that perfect fit.
I find that wine in particular, as soon as I have like my second glass of Fen Valley Meritage, I have to get my cheese out, my board, and my little cheese slicer. And I love slicing off some nice sharp cheese or whatever my favorite is at the moment, and just enjoying that with a little bit of wine. And they pair up. And I noticed that there's even cheeses that have Burgundy or something mixed in with them.
Yes.
And those are great for charcuterie trays because of the presentation.
Yes, we have Satori, and they have like the Merlot, the Chardonnay, they have the Tennessee Whiskey. So when you're looking at the island with all your options, take a couple of them each week, experiment, and I'm there most of the time, so don't be afraid when you walk into a store to ask the cheese steward for help, because that's what they're there for. So we're here to make your experience the best it possibly can be.
Is there a way, and I don't want to put a mad rush on your shop there in Meyer on Knapp, but is there a way to taste these, or is that just really not practical? And then so you're, because part of the problems with craft beer, and I think it'd be for me cheese too, I'll look down, that's $11 little brick of cheese, it's 4 ounces, and I don't know if I'm committed to something that I've never tried for $11, and it's a little piece of it.
Well, that's why when you come and see me or you come and see Charlie, we're going to ask you questions. Just like when you go to purchase a car, you go to purchase anything else, you know, we have questions we're going to ask. And that way we kind of can pin it down a little bit more where so when you walk away, you know you're going to be able to like what you've picked out.
Conrad, how much time do we have left? Because about a minute. I'd like to explore that a little bit, because I think now we've struck on something, is what do I need to be prepared to answer? You said I'm going to ask you a few questions. Maybe you guys could stick around for the next segment, because we're running a little bit tight on time right now. But I'd like to explore that, because if I walk in, you said you've got some questions that you'd ask me that'll help point you in a direction of what I might want.
Exactly.
Right? I think our listeners need to know that, because I don't know what those questions are, so I'm betting I might not know the answers either. And that's what I want to do, is let everybody know, if you know how to answer these 4 or 5 questions, Dory and Charlie can really help you to nail what kind of cheese it is you want with what you're eating, what you're drinking, how you're entertaining, and the likes of that. So can we do that?
Oh, love to.
All right. So coming up next, we're gonna get these guys to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as, you know what? This is the Labor Day weekend. You got to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, maybe bring a charcuterie board with it. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.